A new tape from Osama bin Laden and new lows for crime in the subways. Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. After a prolonged absence, the world heard once again from the Al-Qaeda leader and terrorist Osama bin Laden. He threatened to attack the United States, as European capitals have been attacked last year. The NYPD and its federal partners found nothing in their analysis to suggest that there was any new specific plot against New York City or other American targets. Nonetheless, New York remained at the second highest warning level of orange, where it has been since the World Trade Center attack on September 11, 2001. Over the last 4 years, the police department has built a new counterterrorism and intelligence gathering capacity within the police department. Its components comprise everything from high-visibility responses of scores of police cars called CRVs and bag searches in the subway system to less obvious contacts with businesses that may provide unwitting support for terrorist plans. The day after the latest bin Laden tape became public, the NYPD's Jason Post joined counterterrorism officers in a CRV drill, and the members of the NYPD Intelligence Division assigned to Operation Nexus. Here is his report.
Through Operation Nexus, detectives assigned to the NYPD Intelligence Division visit businesses and merchants that sell or products or services that may be used in a terrorist attack. The day after the release of the Osama bin Laden tape, Nexus teams are deployed through all five boroughs. Police Officer Ray Silvas and Detective Leo Pereira are hotel liaisons and are at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Is today any different than what you do on a regular day?
No, today's just a regular day, and we're doing the same as we did yesterday and last week and month before that.
Here at the Flat Hotel, the Nexus visit has just concluded. What did you do here?
Well, today, specifically, we introduced the Director of Security to our Operation Nexus newsletter, which is going to be distributed monthly. We also encouraged him to visit our website and register with Operation eNexus, where he will be receiving the newsletter monthly.
And we asked him if he had any other problems or questions from the last time we visited him.
We just came from another hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Now we're at Flat Hotel. What's next?
South Queens. We're going to go out to JFK Airport and visit the hotels in the surrounding area.
Since Operation Nexus was created, there have been 25,000 visits through all five boroughs in this region and across the country. If you are in a business or a shop, you might see a frame certificate that notes participation in Operation Nexus. These visits include self-storage facilities, Army-Navy stores, bulk fuel supply, uniform houses, hardware stores, hotels, hostels, and SROs.
Southbound Broadway, get the bus out of the way. Bronx, I get the Bronx on here.
Inspector Gary Sharika is the Patrol Bureau Queen South Counterterrorism Inspector and is overseeing today's CRV deployment. Inspector, what is the CRV deployment? Summarize it.
Well, it's just one part of our big strategy in NYPD, but it's assembling a large mass of resources in different parts of the city and moving them around in a random fashion so that we can create some level of an omnipresence at critical infrastructures.
This is one day after the Osama bin Laden tape was made public. Did that release alter your operations in any way?
No, it didn't, because we continue to see our main function as keeping this threat level alive and deploying our resources every single day in a manner that makes a difference.
You just briefed the captains that you're overseeing as part of today's CRV. What kind of things did you go over with them?
Well, we talked about some of the terrorist indicators that might be out there. For example, if you saw an unattended or a suspicious package, or observing people from a distance, maybe using binoculars to look at a particular location, or maybe suspicious questioning of employees regarding schedules or capacities or security procedures or equipment, things like that.
the CRV deployment has just begun. The vehicles are now going to locations throughout Manhattan designated by the intelligence division. They'll have a mid-tour rally and then converge again at the end of their tour tonight.
That was the NYPD's Jason Post. Now we turn underground, where New York subways carry over 4 million riders per day. There are fewer victims of crime in city subways than ever before. To find out how to avoid becoming one of these victims, we talked to James Hall, an assistant chief and the commanding officer of the Transit Bureau.
Chief Hall, what kind of crime do you see in the transit system?
The crime that we're seeing is a lot of property crime, larcenies, mainly from the person, often in the form of people's cell phones being snatched from their hand or from their person, and oftentimes their iPod or some other piece of electronics that they carry.
Is this creating a high crime situation in the transit system?
Oh, it's incredibly low when you look at the entire transit subway system. We average about 8 crimes per day in a system that carries about 4.75 million people. And then when you couple that with 468 stations running through 4 boroughs, 650 miles of track, and at the height of rush hour you have probably about 580 trains in service. Those are real low crime numbers.
That was Chief James Hall. Some more things to keep in mind while riding city subways. iPods have become a target of thieves. If you are listening to an iPod, those signature white earbuds are a giveaway that you have one. If you are finishing a cell phone conversation before going underground, don't linger in the stairwell. Stay up on the sidewalk. You are less likely to be the victim of a crime and have that cell phone stolen. One last tip. Be aware of your surroundings. When waiting for a train, stand by the platform waiting area. Don't make yourself an inviting target for criminals. Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.